And a good day to you. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous day. I mean, it is perfect. Perfect. Literally perfect. I'm getting into my car, which is sitting under some very pretty trees that I'm not quite sure exactly what they are.
As far as what the weather is like right here,
even my corporate office environment is just, I'm trying to think of an appropriate word, just perfect. That's the best word I can come up with. Beautiful day, nice breeze, perfectly warm. I mean, you'd be comfortable in shorts, you'd be comfortable in a light jacket. I mean, it's that kind of day. Well, other than just telling you how beautiful it is, a couple of stories that I was listening to earlier on Mysterious Universe, which, if you have not heard the Mysterious Universe podcast, I cannot recommend it enough. Mysterious Universe, which deals with all kinds of sort of strange esoteric topics. I mean, you name it, things like UFOs and science, and just really, really great listening. The first story that really caught my eye was a story about a computer or a program that is a musical composition program which creates its own material. There was a link to one of the piano pieces that this computer wrote, and apparently it can write any style. It can write a Bach, you know, along the lines of Bach or Beethoven. It can mimic their writing style, their composition style, just beautifully, just perfectly. And the piano piece was really stunning. I suppose before I hit play, I was sort of expecting it to be a nice piano composition, something that was you know, pretty and coherent, I guess, is, you know, something that wasn't noise, but something that had a coherent sort of music to it. And instead, what it was one of the most beautiful piano pieces I have ever heard. I mean that. It was just haunting. This really haunting, sort of soft, tinkling piano piece. If you check out the Mysterious Universe website, mysteriousuniverse.org, they've got links to it in the show notes for the most recent episode. I believe it's episode 315. Really recommend checking it out. The other story was that there are Japanese scientists that are currently working on genetically modifying or genetically engineering mosquitoes that, rather than carrying malaria, which of course kills millions every year and is one of the most particularly nasty infectious scourges that you can experience in all different parts of the world. They were engineering a mosquito that would dispense the cure. Instead of, you know, this mosquito bites you, and instead of getting malaria, it dispenses a malarial antidote. Now, the problem with that is that they haven't quite figured out the antidote yet, but it does appear that when they get to the point where they've got that nailed down, they'll be able to engineer these mosquitoes that will dispense medicine, essentially. That raises all kinds of squirrely ideas. Now, I mean, obviously, that's extraordinary, because you're talking about, you know, engineering animals that have been, since the dawn of time, a bane, and turning them into something that's just these little hidden helpers in nature. And there's a bulldozer. But what does that mean as far as in the future? I hope you can hear me. Wow. Dude is loud. What does that mean in terms of other, maybe not quite so beneficial applications? It's curious. Well, just the sandwich